Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Kia ora, I'm Tilly and you're listening to Access Radio 106.1 FM. I will be your DJ for today. We are a group of Year 10 students from Wellington East Girls College. I'll just let the crew introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Lena and I'm going to be talking about, can you still like an artist after they've done something controversial?
Hey, I'm Taylor and I'm talking about travelling around the world.
Hi, I'm Viv and I'm going to be talking about Christmas.
First up, we'll have a song by Destiny's Child. Did you know that Destiny's Child was like a 3-time award-winning Grammy American R&B girl group? That's a mouthful. They were founded in Houston, Texas. They formed in 1997, so long ago. Destiny's Child on the radio.
First we started out real cool, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable, ain't doing those things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling. And now you got to use my car, drive it all day and don't fill up the tank. And you have the audacity to even come and step to me, ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next week. You're trifling, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller, when times get hard, need someone to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about. Can't pay my bills, can't pay my telephone bills, can't pay my automobiles. To the mall, going on shopping sprees, perpetrating to your friends that you be falling. And then you use my cell phone, calling whoever that you think at home. And then when the bill comes, all of a sudden you be acting dumb. Don't know where none of these calls come from. When your mama's dumb is here more than once. You're trifling, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller. When times get hard, need someone to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about. Can you pay my bills? Keep paying my telephone bills? Keep paying my automobile?
Welcome back to 106.1 FM. This is WGC on the radio. Vivian Moon, you had some interesting points on what to buy your teen for Christmas this year.
Yeah, you had some interesting points, didn't you, Viv? So Viv was just talking about how her grandparents, you know, when you see your grandparents, you haven't seen them in a while. You haven't been able to see them.
Exactly.
And they don't know what you want for Christmas. And they get you, like, gift vouchers or money. And some kids are like, well, you don't know who, you clearly don't know me then. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember the year my grandparents, they got me, like, I think it was, like, 10. They got me, like, these weird pants
that were in
trend 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So, like, when I was born. So I was like, nice.
No thanks.
But I remember at that time, you know those wheelie shoes?
Oh, my God,
those
were
in trend.
Those.
I remember when we were in primary school and so many kids had them and they looked so cool. And I feel like you were popular if you had something that was in trend.
Or like just cool
definitely. Like little fidget spinners?
Oh, my gosh, fidget toys. No, my favourite fidget was like the fidget cube.
Yeah.
But I lost mine. It was so sad.
Yeah. But I think teens nowadays kind of more want... I reckon if you're a grandparent, it's not like... It's not a bad thing to get the money because teens just want to go shopping. They just want to... They're starting to get more independent.
Yeah.
They just want to do their own thing.
Exactly. It's better to get them something that they can use to get what they actually want with than take a wild guess at what they really want.
Yeah, and waste your money.
Yeah. Because, like, if you buy them something they don't want and then it just... They don't even use it, that money just all goes down the drain.
Yeah.
So I think the safest option would be, like, money or gift vouchers for their favourite stores.
And if you do get them clothes, please give us the receipt because if it doesn't fit or we don't like it, it's so awkward to tell you.
We've all had that really awkward moment where we don't want it but we have to smile and carry on.
It's just so much easier just, like, if you don't know what they want, then just get them money or a gift card, even though that's not, like, from the heart.
Yeah.
It's still, like, it's still better than having a present that you didn't like.
It's the thought that counts.
Yes, it's very thoughtful of the person, because then that means that the person you are giving the money to gets to spend it on something they actually like.
Yeah.
It's better than... Yeah, it's better than getting them a really... ugly Christmas sweater that's so itchy and they'll probably only wear like once. It'll be stuck in the back of their drawers collecting dust.
And it just becomes awkward for both of you
when
you're trying to, you know.
Yeah, and at least, and it's not like we want to hurt your feelings, but we don't think we'd actually use some of the stuff you'd actually buy us.
Yeah.
Though the last Christmas present I got were like AirPods. And let's just say they've been through hell and back. They've been through a lot. Speaking of presents, what did you guys get for your Christmas present last year?
I got AirPods as well, funnily enough.
Oh, my gosh. Must have been, like, a sale, Christmas sale or something.
Yeah, it must have been.
What did you get, Viv?
Yeah, I got AirPods too.
Holy, it must have been, like, AirPod season or something.
Must have been. Lena, what did you get?
I got AirPods, but it wasn't on Christmas Day. I got it way earlier, so it was kind of like an early Christmas present.
What a lucky duck. Do you guys see those new Apple headphones that are, like, in trend everywhere?
The Pro Max.
Yeah, I feel like they're a very controversial thing for some people because they go... Like, they look good on some people, but they're not everyone's cup of tea, you know what I mean?
AirPods are just so much easier.
I feel like AirPods are easier, but they're also...
They're little pocket headphones. They're perfect.
One, they're also easy to lose.
Yeah.
And then, like, sometimes they kind of damage your hearing.
Why don't you just put an AirTag in the case?
True. But, like, how can that fit in the case? The AirTag is, like...
I don't really know.
The same size.
No, isn't everybody one? Like, check your iPhone, but then you can also, like... Not find my iPhone, but
you can find your AirPods. Yeah, my mum does that all the time.
Oh, yeah, I remember when Lena lost her headphones at school. And then she had left them. She had left, and then the next day she found them in the exact same spot.
Oh, my God.
And it was outside.
Yeah, anyway. And they were soaking wet.
But
well,
it works, so.
Yeah. So if you ever plan on getting something for your teen, get them money or just ask them what they want. It's better than wasting your money on something
they won't use and they don't want.
Yeah, so just don't waste money on teens when they're not going to use anything.
And now we're going to be playing a song from Beyonce featuring Jay-Z, Creating Love. Fun fact about this song is that Jay-Z and Beyonce were dating at the time, which made it convenient for them to make guest appearances. Welcome back to 106.1 FM. This is WGC on the radio. Taylor had some interesting things about travels.
Yes, so my dad is a pilot. He's a pilot for Qantas. And we always, you know, go away on holiday quite often. He loves going on holiday, loves travelling. But COVID has been affecting the prices so much, it's ridiculous. Even we've been struggling to like find flights because we go on staff travel a lot. Even on staff travel, the prices, like we were going to go to Thailand and we just couldn't because the prices were ridiculous.
I know, way the flights anywhere to get anywhere are like so full. I remember we were going on tournament during school for hockey down to Nelson, and the flights down there were full. They cost an arm and a leg if you missed your flight.
Yeah.
So,
and there's no refunds hardly.
Exactly. Like, I was like wondering why we didn't catch the boat, but then it would have taken longer and we needed to be there. But yeah. Not only are they like full, if you miss your flight, you don't get a refund. If you leave something on there, you won't get it back. Like, it's crazy.
And don't you also have to like quarantine like a week or two at the country you're
especially
and it costs
overseas.
Extra money for you?
Yeah.
Like, especially it's not pay, you gotta pay yourself.
Yeah.
Viv, you went to Fiji, didn't you?
Earlier this year.
Oh yeah, what did you do in Fiji?
I just sat by the pool and stuff.
Oh yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah, especially on vacay, because like, I wanted to go Fiji, but like, the only place I've been out of New Zealand, let alone the North Island, is Australia. And let me tell you, that was like the best time of my life, except for the part that it was like raining 3 out of 5 days I was there.
Oh, yeah, that's what happened that to sucks. Me when I went to the Gold Coast. It was like such bad weather.
I swear it's always in the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
But at least I got out of New Zealand, you know? Because I've never been anywhere. I've like made plans to go places, but never actually pulled through with them, if you know what I mean.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, don't we all like, oh, I want to travel there when I'm older.
And yeah. The one point
and we never do.
That, like, yeah, the one point that always stops us from continuing with our plans is COVID.
And money.
Exactly.
It's always money. Because I'm going to Marlborough Sounds. It's going to be so fun. Oh, so we've been to the Sounds before.
I'm hiding your suitcase.
We've been to the Sounds before and it was so fun. And then, like, even accommodation, you just struggle to find it. But luckily Dad found some accommodation.
I remember going some places when you need to find a rental car. And then if you're, like, late or something, that rental place will give your car away to the first person who walks through the door with a bunch of money in their hand.
They just got to take the opportunities for money, yeah.
Exactly.
Where is one place that you guys want to go, like, travel, you know?
I really, 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 really want to go to Greece. So badly.
Same. I really, really, really want to go to Korea. So bad. I don't even know why.
What's in Korea?
Food. I really just
you're a foodie?
Yes, I am a foodie. I'm a huge foodie, if you didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like...
I think I'm going to Spain next year, hopefully.
Lucky
but
just.
But the food there is so good. It's like, oh my God.
Make sure to bring us some Spain back, eh? Some Spanish food.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Talking about food just makes me so hungry.
Same.
No.
Well, actually, I'm always hungry, so there's no surprise.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But like, do you ever feel like you're not hungry, but you just want to eat?
Yes.
That was me yesterday. I was not hungry, but I was just constantly shoving food in my mouth. It was so awkward. My mum looked at me and was like, "You're crazy." I just had to look back and said, "I'm your child." But yeah.
Yes, and oh my gosh, that brings us to another point. Traveling with children is so expensive.
Even
like,
more expensive.
My dad, he has 4 kids, and plus, you know, like trying to find accommodation with dogs and all those kids. And imagine how much that is just to go to like Aussie, just for the weekend. Like,
just for 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that also ties into our other point. If you want to travel for Christmas, just to get to like, to spend time with family, that's going to cost like so much. And then to get back costs even more. You just might want to sell body parts and organs at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Imagine having to travel like halfway across the world just to spend time with your family on one Christmas day.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
Especially if you haven't seen them in like a couple years, you know what I mean? I remember I hadn't seen my cousin who lived in Auckland, only Auckland, for like 5 years. And then he came down for our other cousin's 21st. And when I saw him, Holy cow, he did not look like the cousin I remember 5 years ago. He was taller. He had put on some muscle, and he was like 10. He used to be the same height as me, and then when I saw him, I was looking, it was like I was looking up at the sky.
Yeah.
Just to look up at him.
Yeah, I never see my cousins in Hastings, because, I don't know, we never get around to it. We're always going somewhere else for the holidays, and then they're going somewhere else.
Yeah, I swear, it's always sports, the cousins that live the closest, you see the least.
Know. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if this is lame or dumb or something, but you know how your dad's a pilot?
Yeah.
Does he, like, drive you guys around?
In a plane?
Yeah.
I think he would want to, but I don't think he ever has. I think he might. He probably drove. He would have flown Mum around because that's how they met, flight attendant and pilot.
Oh! That's like this. That's like the cutest, what's it called? Love, like,
story.
Trope?
Love story.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
The meet cute.
That is cute. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Imagine that. No, I'd love to have, like, someone you know that's a pilot. Because you just get to fly.
And now, because Dad's a pilot, I get stuff travel for the rest of my life.
Oh my gosh. Must be nice.
It will be nice.
Want to hook
I'm
up
broke.
A friend?
Yeah.
You know, I was planning on going to. I was planning on going to the islands for my birthday next year.
To Samoa. To Samoa.
Yeah.
Samoa. So
oh, yes.
Sorry.
Samoa, the parades.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my. So here's a big question for everyone listening. What were your thoughts on the parades? Were they like, because I remember some parades kept people up so long.
So late into the night.
Yeah, it was like, but it was crazy all over social media.
Yeah.
It was.
All over my TikTok feed. Yeah. Everywhere.
I know, it was on my TikTok feed for like a week, and all I could see were like edits and videos of people at the parades. I felt like I was missing out, so I went to one. I went to the one in Waitangiroa. It wasn't actually too bad.
Oh, yeah.
It went on for ages.
Well, all I remember when there was, like, these parades going on is waking up at 5 in the morning and hear people cheering. Because, was it, Samoan won against England?
That was the best game ever.
Mm-hmm. That was so, it was crazy.
All I heard my neighbors running at their house and stuff. And cheering.
I think I saw my, my friend's dad. He lives in Australia. But, he was running around. He was running around in his underwear with a flag and just running up and down the Sydney Opera House stairs.
Oh,
just
my
running
gosh.
Around yelling, "Choo-hoo! Coming 685 to the world." And I was like, holy moly. But I was like, you know what? Let's just let them do their thing.
Let them celebrate.
Yeah. It's a big celebration for their culture.
Yeah.
It is. They made history this
year. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one's going to remember that Australia won. They're going to remember that Samoa made the finals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And got that close.
Is this the first time they've made the finals?
In, like, a while, yeah. But I was like, you know what? You know how, like, Samoa and Tonga versed each other and Tonga lost? I think that from that loss, the island should have all just gathered together and celebrated their neighbours' win, you know, together as, like, just bring all the cultures together and celebrate something that was more aimed towards all the Polynesians.
Yeah.
But I still think it was a great game.
It was.
Even though I don't watch much rugby.
Neither.
I'm more like a hockey netball fan.
Yeah,
same. I'm more of a basketball.
Oh, yes, Lena and her basketball.
Well, they're, like, so interesting to watch. Like, the finals this year, but it was so hectic.
Who was versing who?
It was for the girls or boys?
Both.
Yeah, for the girls, it was QMT vs Mary's.
Oh, yeah.
And for the boys, it was Silverstream vs Dubsy.
Of course.
Of course, Dubsy
got
in.
The two big colleges.
Yeah.
Dubsy and Stream, like, total opposites. I'm guessing Stream won.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
That was a good game then.
Who won the girls, Mary's or QMC?
QMC.
Of course, and again, yet again.
But Mary was up.
Does anyone know anyone in the teams from either schools?
I heard of names, don't actually know them.
I think I know a couple from QMC. Not much from Dub C, but I heard it was a really good game. Yeah. Speaking of basketball, do you guys remember the New Zealand team doing a haka? That was like the first time.
I think that was on the news actually. I did see that.
Yeah, I was so intrigued by it because that's like the first time a New Zealand basketball team has actually done the traditional haka.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. But then I remember seeing...
it's normally just rugby.
Yeah.
Does football?
Another controversial thing. Do you call it soccer or football?
I say soccer. I always have.
It's football.
Up saying soccer.
It's not soccer, Taylor. We're not in America.
I say neither because I don't play soccer. Either.
It's not soccer. Who said it was soccer?
No, but when we say football, it sounds like you're saying American football, you know?
Exactly. When I think of football, I think of that football.
But soccer, I think of the football with like all those massive clad puffy things on.
Oh, yeah, like freaking shoulder pads or something. Yeah.
Yeah, but when you think of
the helmet,
there's only like nothing else called soccer.
Yeah.
Nah, it's football.
Like footy soccer and football. That's the only thing I can differentiate.
Yeah.
Okay. You know how here we have like different like hockey, outdoor, and then ice hockey?
Oh, like field hockey and ice hockey. Oh, yeah.
I've always wanted to play ice hockey.
I asked someone from Canada, I think. Well, this is what I remember. There, they call it hockey, this hockey with not ice hockey because they only have one hockey there. So when I was like...
Do they not have ice hockey there at
all? No, they do, but they call it hockey, not ice hockey.
We have hockey here too. But I play field hockey.
Yeah, so if we say like hockey here.
Yeah, so when I tell people.
Think, oh, which one? Or like.
Yeah, field hockey. Exactly. So when I tell people I play hockey, they immediately think ice hockey.
Yeah.
But then I have to like tell them. The difference is you play on a field. Well, basically, you play on a turf.
Yeah.
It can be water based, sand based, but like not like AstroTurf, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not with like the little stuff that gets everywhere. Yeah.
What's the difference between floorball and hockey?
Floorball and hockey. Floorball's like indoor and you can use both sides of the stick and kick it. Field hockey, you can only use one side of the stick and you can't let it touch your feet.
Oh.
Yeah,
right.
And you also have to wear shin pads for field hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Because the ball's pretty hard.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see, like, when it comes to hockey season, you'll see me with like 3 or 4 bruises, like where the ball missed my shin guard and hit me right on the leg or in the face.
Isn't the stick as well? Like, isn't like the stick wood? And
yes,
when you get the hit
stick
with it, like, super
in field hockey is wood and the stick for floorball is plastic. Oh, I remember one of my first games playing field hockey, I got whacked in the jaw with a hockey stick. And what was even worse is that I didn't have my mouth guard in. I had a lolly snake in my mouth. You know how you put lolly snakes in as a mouth guard? Yeah, that's what I did.
I thought you used
paper. I was not a smart child.
Right.
I thought I could get away with it. And that was literally just karma. Because it hit me right in the jaw. And my jaw was, like, stuck too far to the left for, like, 2 days. It hurt. But then I shouldn't have been crying.
Was the mouth bleeding?
No, it wasn't actually bleeding. But there was, like, this huge... It was red and then it turned like purple, a huge stick mark on the side of my face.
Ouch.
Like you'd expect like a hand mark if you get slapped, but like no, it was a stick, the full on end of a hockey stick.
Ah.
And then some people had to ask me how that actually happened. But yeah. So next up we will have a song. This song is No Scrubs by TLC, released 20 years ago. Who would have thought it's already been out for 2 decades and still a banger? It was the first song that Chili sang the lead herself. Here we are, No Scrubs by TLC on the radio.
Scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine, is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass. So,
no,
I don't want your number.
No,
I don't wanna give you mine. And
no,
I don't wanna meet you nowhere.
No,
I don't want none of your time. And
no, I don't want no passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
He's checking me, but his game is kinda weak, and I know that he cannot approach me. Cause I'm looking like glass and he's looking like trash. Can't get with a deadbeat ass. So,
no,
I don't want your number.
No, passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
Car and you're walking.
Oh yes, son, I'm talking to you.
If you live at home with your mama.
Oh yes, son, I'm talking to you.
If you have a shorty that you don't show love.
Oh yes, son, I'm talking to you.
Wanna give a man with no money? Oh no, I don't want no
especially expand my horizons. Then it leaves you in a class with scrubs, never rising. I don't find it surprising if you don't have the G's to please me and bounce from here to the coast of overseas. So, let me give you something to think about. Inundate your mind with intentions to turn you out. Can't forget to focus on the picture in front of me. Do it clear as DVD on digital TV screens. Satisfy my appetite with something spectacular. Check your vernacular, and then I get back to ya. With diamond-like precision, insatiable is what I envision. Can't detect acquisition from your friend's expedition. Mr. Big Willie, if you really wanna know, ask Chili. Could I be a silly hoe? Not really. T-bars and all my senoritas and stepping on your felines, but you don't hit me, yo.
No, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to make. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to.
And welcome back to 106.1 FM. This is WGC on the radio. I'm Tilly and you were listening to No Scrubs by TLC. Lena had some controversial stuff to talk about. What was that, Lena?
Well, I don't know, but have you guys like seen the rumours or like what's been on the news lately? I don't know if it's old or not, but did you see the post about Chris Brown abusing Rihanna?
I didn't see it personally, but I've heard about it quite a bit.
Same. I don't know much about it. Like, I didn't even know about it until, like, a few days ago. No, a week or so.
Yeah, probably a week and a bit ago.
Yeah, I remember not seeing anything about it, but rumours spread like wildfires around me, you know?
When it's, like, top artists.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, it could have been... So, did you have anything else to tell us about that, Lena?
Well, from what... I didn't actually read the article.
I think a lot of people, like, a lot of celebs and famous people get, like, have been through a lot to get to their point they are, and it's hidden under the covers. You only hear the good things about them, and then suddenly it comes out, and you're like, oh, like, they're not just perfect all the time. They're actually...
Yeah, everyone has this expectations of celebrities being... something, and sometimes they're just not what
they don't
we...
fit the standard
exactly.
And, yeah,
but I hate how there's always a standard for people to live up to, if you know what I mean. Like, no one should have this set expectation of what they have to be and what they're supposed to be,
yeah.
like, we should just let people live their lives. But, like, that also brings on to not letting someone get away with something that wasn't good of them. If you know what I mean. But then that also brings us to the other point. Can you still like the artist or like the famous person if they've done something like that?
Yeah, I feel like it's heavily talked about a lot. I mean, if the song's popular, the creator's popular. And when they do something controversial in real life, it makes you take a sec and, like, actually think about it. Like, hang on. Like, I thought they were a good person. Like, their songs say otherwise. Like, and then it feels like you're being lied to because it's all been hidden.
Yeah, it's, like, all hidden behind cameras and stuff.
Exactly. So you don't know what to believe because you don't know what's real and what's not.
Yeah.
If they're actually telling the truth. And then it's hard to believe someone when you know they've done something that doesn't sit right with you.
Yeah.
Because you can't just keep going on to believe that, oh, he was just a good person when you know they've done something.
I saw the photos of Rihanna after had happened. It was awful. Her eyes were swollen. Her cheeks, like, everything was, like, it's hard to imagine that actually happening to someone so idolised.
Yeah, like, her, like.
Yeah, especially Rihanna. You would never expect. It's like the same.
Or expect anyone.
The unexpected, but, like, you'd never, ever expect that.
Yeah.
Especially from those two famous people that are not very well known. If you know what I mean.
When did they even start dating?
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Like, could this be a long time ago?
Yeah, it feels like... How long ago was this, Lena?
Fun fact, I actually have no clue. So...
I think it was a while ago.
Thank you, Viv.
Yeah, that's
but
like...
it's still, like, relevant, like...
Yeah, I feel... I don't remember it being very recent, but I do remember hearing about it a while ago.
The minute something gets posted on the media, even if it's old, it will spread.
Yeah, I feel like people will bring up... like, the media will bring up things from the past, whether it's new or old, and it will...
prove their point.
Yeah, and it will... like, just to get them some exposure of some sort on the media... And then everyone will hear about it and then they'll bring it up again.
And I feel like a lot of people stopped listening to Chris Brown after that happened.
Yeah. Like, he lost a lot of fans.
Yeah,
and, like,
he lost a lot of fame and stuff. So Chris Brown and Rihanna broke up in 2009.
Whoa.
2009? That was, like, ages ago.
That's ages ago. That's literally... it's over a decade ago.
Yeah. Wait, when did they get together, though? Because I feel like, because if they didn't date for... I'm hoping they didn't date for long, because if that situation was around 2009, then that wouldn't...
Well, Rihanna... she began her relationship with him when she was just 17.
Holy moly.
They met at the 2005 Vibe Awards.
So they met when they... Oh, yeah, so they were always famous.
Yeah, so from 2005 to 2009, about 4 years they were together.
But I love to see that she's... come back from it. She's had a really big rebound then.
Her songs are coming back into...
Yeah. She's had a really good, like, step up from where she was. Like, she didn't let it affect her that much.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, but we love a good, strong queen slay.
Yeah.
Slay.
Oh, what are you guys' favourite songs from Rihanna?
Oh, I don't remember... I don't remember what it's called, but I, like, you know when you don't know the name of the song?
But you know the lyrics?
Yeah.
I used to have to search it up sometimes.
Yeah,
like, the song.
I need, like, a minute to think about it. If you know what I... because, like, there are so many songs, but, like, you know her newest one from
Umbrella.
Black Panther?
Oh, Umbrella's so
Umbrella,
good.
Umbrella, yeah.
Oh, Umbrella. Oh, I remember that being in, like, the... and played in the cast so much.
I also like, a classic, like... that everyone knows are throwbacks. I like Umbrella, Don't Stop the Music, Shut Up and Drive.
Her latest release, Lift Me Up, from Black Panther.
Yeah.
I remember that
was a good one. So nice.
Do you remember Pond the Replay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was... I remember, like, that one being so cool.
Mm.
When it first came out, it was, like, just one that you just get up and dance to.
Yeah.
like just like having a sudden urge to boogie, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But yeah. Are there any other famous people you know of that have done something that didn't really sound right?
Kanye West.
Kanye West, yeah.
Oh, yes.
As well.
His Twitter tweet about going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people.
Oh, no, that just...
That was just...
That wasn't very celebrity-like of someone, you know?
Yeah, then he get, like, banned from social media for breaking their, like, guidelines or something.
I think he did.
But then, like, that also brings us back to the point we were talking about. Can you still... Would you still listen to his music if, like, you knew he said something?
Artist said something that led right back around in a loophole.
Honestly, I know.
I don't think I've ever listened to a song from him. Like, I might have heard,
He has a couple of good songs. I still listen to them, but, like, I always have in the back of my mind, I know what he's done. Yeah, like, on my playlist
right
now.
Plus, like, the song itself is just good.
Yeah, but these are, like, songs that he put out a while ago. Like, I listen to Bound 2 when I'm, like, bored. I always listen to All Falls Down, but I feel like that's an overrated song. Like, lots of people listen to it.
Talking about songs, what's the next song coming up, Tilly?
Right. The next song coming up is Basketball by Bow Wow. And here it is, Basketball on the radio.
That's H-O-R-S, chump.
All right, the last one was easy, but this is going off the chimney, over the fence, hit the car window, all net.
Yeah, right, Shorty.
All right.
Dang,
that's what I'm talking about. Give up.
They're playing basketball.
All around the
we
world.
Love their basketball.
To the beach,
they're
y'all.
They're playing basketball.
Let's go. All around
we
the world.
Love their basketball.
Y'all know. This is so that.
It's going to be a beautiful day of basketball here today, folks. We're not talking about just regular basketball. We are talking about street ball.
Street ball
will be played today. And coming into the court right now, man, Bow Wow and his teammate.
Right now.
Bob,
hey.
What's up, man?
Hey.
All right now?
He'll
wave at us later.
Basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court.
Come on.
I keep it so fresh on the microphone. I like no interruption when the game is on. I like slam dunk to take me to the hoop.
Yeah.
My favorite play is the alley oop. I like the pick and roll.
Oh.
I like the give and go.
Oh.
And it's basketball.
Bow
Wow, let's go.
All
around the world.
Yeah.
Street ball.
Oh, geez. Beautiful dunk.
I got the rock in my hands, ain't no telling what I'm gonna do with it. When I got possession, I'ma act a fool with
it.
I might cross you up and fake one way. Turn around and hit you with the MJ fadeaway. I'm throwing dime passes like J. Kidd, taking cats to the rack, and I'm dunking on them right. See, Mac, when I'm in a plane, I play with that Alonzo style. I'm like Darius, cause I can shoot.
Don't too many players get offers like me. Back and forth, I likely shake the checks off your Nikes. They almost had me in a suit at the draft, cause it looked like a free throw when I be shooting from half. The first step, like Iverson, blow past you. Usually nothing but net, but I could go blast too. When I'm in the paint, the defense so shook, they don't know if I'ma put up a slow hook or dish up for no luck. See, my game consists of a whole lot of moves you would think I learned from the Harlem Globetrotters. JD gonna lead us to a ring. Fab and Bow Wow's the only players that make cheerleaders wanna sing. Put it up, put it up, put it up, put it up now. Put it up, put it up, put it up now. Put it up, put it up, put it up now.
Tell me, were you in the joint the night
MJ
scored 63 points when the Lakers won titles back to back?
Yeah.
Didn't give nobody no kind of slack. When Vince Carter came, stuck his arm in the rim, everybody went crazy in the whole damn gym.
Uh-huh.
Dikembe Mutombo standing tall, playing D with desire.
It's basketball,
sing. Basketball. All around the world. Put it up, put it up, put it up.
That's so nice, we gotta play that.
Take it down, Cap.
Now let me show you what's going on right,
all right
here, man. See, that's not a finger roll. That's what you call it. Finger roll.
Finger roll.
You gotta sing it like that, man. My daddy told me that before he left the family. The reason why they won, ladies and gentlemen, because they had more points.
More points. That's the side I take.
And welcome back to 106.1 FM. We are just closing up with a little farewell for you guys. So thank you for listening to Wellington East Girls College on the radio this morning, or this day, this nice day. I hope you have a awesome day. And just to send you guys off, we have a small little song for you to listen to, just so you can jam in the car or on the radio. Here is Principal's Office by Young MC.
I don't spend a lot of time in the principal's office.
What? 9 o'clock. I hear the late bell ringing. Running through the hall, I hear the glee club singing. Get to the office, I can hardly speak, cause it's the third late pass that I got this week. So to my first class, I run and don't walk. All I hear is my sneakers and the scratching of chalk. And when I get to the room, I hear the teacher say, Mr. Young, I'm happy that you could join us today. I try to sit down so I can take some notes, but I can't read what the kid next to me wrote. And if that wasn't enough to make my morning complete, as I try to get up, I find his gum on my seat. And with the seat stuck to me, I raise my hand and say, excuse me, but can I go to the bathroom, ma'am? The teacher got upset and she screamed out, no, it's off to the principal's office you go. I heard it crunch. I'm running up the stairs with a front tooth broken. The nurse just laughed and said, you must be joking. I looked up at her with a smile on my face. No joke, cause my front tooth is out of place. So I walk through school with ice on my lip. A nurse is late past like a gun on my hip. My books are real heavy, I walk and I'm dragging it. No school lunch next week, I'm brown bagging it. Forget class, I'ma shoot some more. With the late pass, I got no trouble at all. But then the nurse walks up and says, what do you know? It's off to the principal's office you go. Young MC, but then the bell rang and the teacher came in, and that's when the game of passing notes would begin. I wrote the first note, told her she was fine, and I hope that the two of us can spend some time. She wrote me back and told me, you're fine too. I'd love to go on a date and spend some time with you. So then I sat there reeling and looking at the ceiling. Words can't express the way that I was feeling. Then I thought to myself, the sure way to get her is to write another note. Oh yes, a love letter. When I finished the note, it was ready to pass. The teacher took it and read it right in front of the class. She read it word by word and line by line, and everybody who was laughing was a friend of mine. Even
my girl was laughing. It was too late for me to write another note, cause there would be no date. The teacher looked at me and I said, I know. It's off to the principal's office I go. Yo, you think this is bad? Wait till I get my report card.
No, my number is no. You need to let it go. You need to let it go. Need to let it go.
I to the no, no, no.
My name is no. My sign is no. My number is no. You need to let it go. You need to let it go. Need to let it go.
I to the no, no, no.
First you gonna say you ain't running game, thinking I believe in every word. Call me beautiful, so original, telling me I'm not like other girls.
No, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go.
I to the no, no, no.
My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to.
you in advance. I don't wanna dance. Nope. I don't need your hands all over me. No, no. If I want a man, then I'ma get a man. But it's never my priority. Hey. I was in my zone before you came along. Don't want you to take this personal. Blah, blah, blah. I be like, nah, to the I, to the no, no, no. All my ladies, listen up. If that boy ain't giving ain't up, giving lick up. Your lips and swing your hips. No, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go. I to the I to the no, no, no. My name is no, my sign is no.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.